Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Previously on Conference Call.
Julie, oh my God, I'm just so happy that you're here to have you on this team. Bentley, stop it!
Oh, not Bentley, though, remember, Shannon?
Mateus, I know it's you!
Hey, Nana!
Oh, my little matzo balls are calling.
If we could just get $250,000, $300,000 to kind of bail ourselves out.
I'm not comfortable using your grandmother's money to do anything other than a Dish Jack sequel.
Dish Jack Pro. Dish Jack Max is still on the
right. Or Dish Jack Daddy Mac was the one that I like.
Yeah, Daddy Dish Jack.
From National Public Broadcasting and WQRC New York, I'm Charlotte Dunn, and this is Conference Call. Sandmart, the biggest small big box company in Delaware. Family-owned for four generations, Sandmart has become a trusted homegrown brand throughout the state. They're particularly beloved for their famous Sandy Subs. I promise the turkey BLT is better than you think. Robbie and Randy Sanders are the current CEO and CFO of Sandmart, respectively, having inherited the company from their late father. And they made their mark when they decided to sign an exclusivity deal on a new product that was making the rounds on the late-night infomercial circuit. Dish Jack. The Sanders thought Dish Jack was at the perfect price point to do huge numbers around the holidays. And they hit the jackpot. Sandmart moved almost 1 million units that year. And when their exclusivity deal was up, every major retailer in the country wanted to get their hands on Dish Jack. Since their partnership was so lucrative the first time around, the Toads were hoping to strike gold again by coming to the Sanders with a new spin on their former success. I put it together from some of the less interesting of the 63 calls that since Julie's run-in with their grandmother, Jed and Mateus had gone back to Portland, retreating to Maine to put their house on the market.
Yeah, unfortunately, our Nana only came through with like $235,000, which was sweet, but not really enough to get things going. So Mateus and I are up here getting our house listed. But I did get to do a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of a guilty pleasure of mine.
It's super impressive how much you can get in there, Julie.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, wow. I mean it. I mean, you know, ever since we were kids, I remember when he started taking these competitions seriously, when he was in training, I was the one that had to do all the dishes, and I'd end up complaining, and that's how we came up with Dish Jack,
right?
You know,
because that's how it all happened.
Necessity really is the mother of invention.
I kept saying I hated it, and he said, "Well, if you don't want to do it, then why don't you get a better dish rack?" And you know, I did. I went to TJ Maxx, I got a couple, I nailed them together, and that was it. The rest is history.
Funny.
Damn straight. That was our first prototype.
Yeah.
Try not to do so many eating competitions anymore, just because my weight fluctuates so bad with all the blood sugar issues. But I let myself enter Portland Rock Dog Fest this weekend, and it's kind of a fun retreat before we get back to New York.
Now, back in New York, Jed and Joel must have been getting desperate, but it seemed like the Sanders were genuinely interested in Dish Jack 2.0. As the Toads tell it, they were so eager to hear the pitch that they insisted on setting a call over the weekend. Now, this call is going to feature a lot of the boys talking, but I think it's crucial to pay attention to Julie here. Why is she still fighting? What are her motivations? It's Saturday, May 1st at 11:54 a.m. Pacific time. There are 2 months and 6 days left on Julie's contract.
Welcome to Telelink Conference Pro. Please enter your PIN. You are now joining your conference call with
the Toad Bros.
It's not that I'm insensitive to your
sleeping
schedule.
Hi, guys. This is Julie.
Oh, hi, hey, Julie.
Hi.
How are you? How
are
you? So nice to talk to you.
Good.
Yes,
I. Yeah.
gosh, we are just, again...
You know,
embarrassed and sorry about what
I
happened.
Mean, the whole, thank you for saying that, and thank you for the edible fruit basket. It took a second to. I didn't actually get to eat any of it because it, I guess, went to my neighbor. I think I don't know, the address was wrong on there, but it was a lovely gesture. And you know, I'm here. I'm up for carrying on. But yeah, the whole Mateus charade was crazy and very insulting.
I talked to my therapist about this last week after the call, you know, went the way that it did. And he was asking me some tough questions that I had to really, you know, look at myself to answer. And like, you know how some serial killers, they actually want to get caught? I think that my way of coming clean was by having Mateus, you know, who I knew was going to be, you know, he's not very talented. So I knew he would probably give it away a little bit. And
yeah, it wasn't a great plan.
Yeah, Mateus had me consult our therapist, Dr. Ben. And if we wanted Mateus to do a professional level performance, he should have been offered professional pay and paid rehearsal time. So, you know, I want to apologize just to, I guess, SAG-AFTRA and the one union that represents all of our, you know, performers and
so your takeaway was that you should have tricked me better? Is that
no, oh no, no, no.
No, 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 no. That's sort of a separate
Okay. I mean,
you know, so we're so sorry.
Well, I mean, thank you for the apology. I think if you can promise me, swear to me that we'll just keep everything 100% honest.
Right. Would it help if we swore on our grandmother's life that we're not going to do you dirty anymore, Julie?
It doesn't make me overly comfortable.
Well, she's pretty old, so it's okay. I mean, even, you know, should something go wrong, it's, you know, I think she's had a good run of it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. She's made peace with death, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we concentrate on is the 2 months left with you guys and you know, and then we can go on from there. But
I Julie, I don't know if we've ever, you know, we talk about it a lot internally, but you really are our best friend. I hope you know that. And I hope, you know, this goes beyond business for us, way into the
way
personal,
beyond business.
Way beyond.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I know you're...
Maybe we turn our attention to the... meeting. I had a chance to look over the materials that you sent. I was extremely impressed with the detail that you guys went into.
Oh, thanks, Julie.
Sanmar is legit. I think it could be a really great partner for us. And yeah, I think we just really go for this one.
Should we get them on the line then? Is it time?
Oh, we have a good few minutes before. Because it's noon, right? That we're dialing. Yeah.
Do you have Hulu, Julie?
I don't know. I don't actually have any of the. I don't have a TV, so.
Oh wow!
Huh? You're one of those people.
Yeah. Mm. How do you watch The Bachelor?
Or do you watch The Bachelorette?
I honestly don't watch any of it.
Oh.
Oh, I did hear from my dad. He sent some old photos of like me growing up. He was, I don't know what he was up to, clearing out the garage or something, but yeah, he sent me you know, I'm just going to email it to you. So if we have a second. It's so cute. It's me, you know, with the peanut butter lid thing that I was telling you about, the competition and everything. And it's me and I'm on this little podium thing and it's very cute. I'm going to send it to you. And it like says in big letters kind of underneath it, you know, Julie's first invention.
You did such a good job explaining it. I don't know if you need to necessarily send it
over.
No,
I just texted them and they are ready early. So they're ready for us to call in now.
Sure.
Yeah. Good for me.
Okay, great. All right, give me one sec.
Do you smell? Joel, do you smell?
I think he might have peed. I think Bentley peed. Sorry, I'll deal with it after.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, fellas, is that the Sanders brothers?
Hey, you got Robbie.
Hey, you got Randall here.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Coming in great, guys. How's it? Like grains of sand.
Hi.
Yeah, we have, I should say, we have another, our partner here, the lovely Ms. Julie Burke is joining the call as well.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. I've actually been, I'm a fan of you. I've been to your stores and cleanest bathrooms, super, super nice staff. So I was, I'm a customer.
we're proud of that. I'll be honest with you. Our operations team, best people in the state.
You should be proud. And guys, we were just so touched and you replied to our email and your openness to hearing about our exciting new product.
Yeah.
You know, what we're really looking for is something that's extremely profitable. Something like, you know, the iPod or the iPod Mini or something like that. You know, if you had an idea like that, that'd really help us out because we are, you know, living by the skin of our teeth over here. Honestly, like...
It's tough.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, say no more, you know, and I love the iPod Mini as well. It's just, we're very pumped that we have, I think, the perfect idea that can put Sandmart on the map yet again. And I really want to say on behalf of Lilypad, thank you for making this weekend meeting possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Are you guys enjoying your weekend? You having a nice day off?
You know, day off's a funny way to put it. Actually, I got to apologize if we get a little Doja Cat bleeding in here. I'm doing a bar mitzvah.
Whoa.
For my youngest right now. He's becoming a man nice. Today.
Wow.
Mazel, congratulations. I love that.
Thank you very much. He's the thing I'm most proud of in the world. He's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, because I've met the first two kids too, and it's a marked improvement on this third one.
If you'd rather do a different time, I mean,
happy to reschedule if that's easier.
We are welcoming the break from Tyler's antics.
You have done us the favor, gentlemen. Oh my.
He thinks he's so hilarious. He's not even a little bit funny. He's making like these funny faces. They're not good.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Well, we don't want to take any more of your time.
Real quick. Sure. This is the most hack, done to death stuff I've ever
seen. Hey, it's me. So all along, I've offered these calls unedited, so you'd have a chance to hear them in their entirety without any editorializing. But this call goes on for a solid 45 minutes of small talk before they even get to the point.
Was Minions. How's that within the theme? It's completely off theme. He looks like an idiot.
It brings to mind the old adage, you know, a man with his health has many wishes, a man without his health has one.
Quick death, right?
I want you to try running a family empire across 56 counties.
Wow.
Almost impossible.
I think it's we sit back, we listen, you know. I mean, I still watch K-Pax, you know, not all the time, but, I'm not throwing away the DVD.
Tyler, I'd wish for him to die, and I wouldn't even care. If it was a monkey paw, I'd still wish on it, because I wouldn't even care if that would probably kill one of my kids. I'd take it. I'd take the hit just to, you know, rid everyone of his dumb ass.
Eventually, they found their footing.
In this climate, would I go out into the middle of New York Harbor and put a statue of a woman, you know, with a book?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That kind of is perfect with what we're hoping to bring to you, a bit of a reprieve from kind of old-fashioned ideas. And we've got some new opportunities that we're really excited to present to you. So I don't know, boys, do you want to pitch away?
Yeah,
start
sure.
Start the pitch
thanks.
Now,
Yeah, we can start the pitch now. Thank you so much for that intro, Jules.
That was nicely done about old-fashioned ideas. I thought that was professional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Hi, Robbie and Randy. As you know, I'm Joel.
And I'm Jet.
And together we are...
The Toad Bros.
We are here today to ask for a $500,000 purchase order of our company's new product, DishJack Pro. Sanders... Have you ever been washing dishes after a Thanksgiving feast?
A kid's birthday party?
A big anniversary dinner?
Or the Sanders famous Memorial Day barbecue?
And accidentally run out of room in the two tiers of your trusted dish jack?
Houston, we have a promising development.
Dish Jack Pro! Dish drying redefined.
So Sanders, let's help Delaware keep their dishes clean.
And stack tall with a glow, thanks to... DishJack Pro!
Thanks, guys.
So that's the pitch.
And okay, cool. And what exactly is it?
So it's three tiers, in case that's not coming across in the pitch.
It's three. Like it was two, now it's three. It's an extra layer, if that's...
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, we can come up with really ingenious ways of marketing that. And it would be very cost effective with, you know, we're thinking like the ice bucket challenge, except with the dish jack. And so
call it a jack off race.
Mm, I like that.
That could be a hashtag. Yeah, there might be some competition for that one. But I mean, we could definitely workshop it.
Or the Great American Jack Off. I don't know.
Yeah, I think with some tweaking, that could definitely work. Yeah.
Well, look, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's really fun. The issue on our end is definitely going to be shelf space. I'm not sure that we have too much to spare. We just committed to this massive deal with Brita, you know. And the thing about Brita is it's water, and water makes waves.
Yeah, that's one of those top elements. I mean, you got water. What else? I mean, you don't want to mess with fire, I guess. That's
fire, certainly.
As far as the Planeteers go, Earth was a good one, but Heart was the worst. I think we can all agree.
Yeah, Heart. Yeah. I think Heart ended up killing somebody, didn't he?
Yeah, I'll shoot you guys straight. This thing sounds massive. It sounds like it's going to be the size of like a dog carrier. And I don't know that we're going to have a whole bunch of room for that.
Well, okay, but we are really leveraging a $30 million brand here. You know, with Dish Jack, we were able to tap into people across the political spectrum,
right,
you know, consumers of color and queer consumers. You know, everyone's got a stimulus check these days.
Gay, straight, black, white, or otherwise, come clean your dishes in our Dish Jack.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, and there's partnerships there as well.
I tell you what, though, I do like what you're saying about branding there.
It's all about branding and, yeah.
But it's all about branding. Of course.
Right.
And you're saying that it's the branding that makes the difference.
Well, if you guys are into the branding, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys are this, you know, I see this also as a licensing play, to be honest. You know, we get the NBA, the NFL, you know, the NCAA, you get them involved. You got team colors, team logos that we push, you know, slap right on there. And, you know, there's also, you know, we could do a camouflage one for our fallen soldiers that have paid the ultimate price. And I was playing with Dish Jack when duty calls.
Oh, also Dish Jack Diva, you know, do a pink one for women or cancer. And that, I'm sure that would be really well received.
Yeah, I think what's becoming apparent is that there's a way to sell this Dish Jack to everybody. And that there's a uniting experience of needing to wash dishes that I think is going to bring you guys in a lot of money. So, you know, maybe there's something we can do for the shelf space and maybe a trial run. You know, we're up for a short-term contract.
You know, yeah, I don't know that we want to necessarily hardcore commit to anything right now. You know, we're going to, we got a big rafting trip coming up. We're going to have ourselves a little bit of a deliverance summer, if you know what I mean.
Wink.
Wow, that's exciting. Ooh. Well, I mean, this might be a good thing to lock down so that then you don't have to worry about it and you can just enjoy your rafting. Because
we don't have to.
I think probably not.
Okay. So just so you, that you're aware that we will then be fine to go ahead and pitch this to other potential, maybe slightly bigger shopping marts.
Yeah.
You're fine for us to go ahead and do that?
It'll hurt our feelings.
Right.
We're not putting anything on paper, but I imagine we'd be less likely to do business with you if you did that.
And you're reticent to give any sort of verbal agreement, even in the unfortunate event of your untimely deaths?
Yeah, I know.
I tell you what, though, we might have to jump off here because
it's time for the chicken dance, guys. You know, the na 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 na.
Kid only becomes a man once, right?
All right. Well, definitely be careful, just so we can go ahead and shore up this deal when you guys get back.
Yeah, save the idea for us for after our trip.
All right. Well, please wear a life vest, okay, guys?
Yeah, and helmets. No head damage.
Hey, gotta hop off. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks guys. Thanks so much, guys.
I'll send that email anyway.
Great talking to you.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, it's not exactly what we, but you know, I feel like if we hit them up, maybe after their vacation, they could be in a good mood. Could be a different answer. I mean, you know, it doesn't. Maybe it's not total no, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think if it's, I think ultimately this will end up being a no, and I just don't want to waste that time of them having a whole summer vacation. What is that, like couple months if you have those big rafting rich holidays. Like, I think we should regroup. I think you guys did really great on that pitch. Like, you stuck to the script, which was wow.
Thanks,
excellent.
Jules. Nice.
Yeah, that is much appreciated, Julie. Thank you so much.
It could be, actually, that the Sanders are right. You know, maybe a brick and mortar retailer, maybe it's not the best place to sell a bigger dish jack, and perhaps we take a look at a QVC, say.
Wow.
And, yeah, I actually know someone. I mean, know is a strong term, but there is somebody who just started working at QVC that I know tangentially, and I could reach out to them, and maybe there's an opening for Dish Jack on the channel, something.
I mean, yeah, I think we're always open to TV appearances.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if it would necessarily
And listen, Julie, I just want to tell you, you know, if something doesn't work out before the 6 months, you know, and we don't have a product and we don't really have any kind of direction, I just want you to know that there's no hard feelings in us kind of parting ways and leaving it at just a friendship. A very, very close
right.
friendship that, you know, verges on family, but, you know, isn't quite the business success that we were hoping for. I just, you know, you don't have to beat yourself up about that.
Oh. If we don't make money, that's fine.
It's not fine. It wouldn't be ideal, I guess, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fully on board to make money. Like, that is, it's kind of the only. Like, that's the reason I'm here.
Oh, and we love money, too. I mean, nothing against money.
Don't
right.
get it twisted. We
yeah,
are
yeah.
definitely
right. yeah.
in it for the green. But,
yeah.
you know, we think you're great. And we're just trying to say if you need to, you know, take that off ramp. And we don't want to stop you, you know, by putting the pressure of the world on you to make money.
Okay.
It's not what it's all about. It's not the most important thing.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to be offensive, obviously, but by saying, like, the only reason I would come on board with Dish Jack is to make money. I just meant, like, in terms of kind of, you know, providing anything to society. I mean, like, this isn't that. This is more like kind of a cash grab, but that I thought we're on the same page. But it's obviously nice to, like, also remove the pressure of that.
Yeah. Well said, well said.
Nice, thanks.
All right, girl. Well, if you want to...
Yeah, if you get in touch with your QVC lady, let us know that. And
hit us up, yeah.
yeah. And, you know, we'll talk. We'll definitely be talking soon. We'll be chatting soon.
Thank you so much, Miss Burke. Appreciate it.
Okay,
appreciate it,
bye. Jules. Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
I could tell Julie was surprised that the Toads are suddenly okay with not making any money. They seemed almost gracious, letting her off the hook like that. Maybe those therapy sessions were actually paying off. So Julie's remaining time at Lilypad would tick away without much fanfare, just some rote emails, meaningless catch-ups, and dead-air brainstorming. But who knew that an errant email invite would end up changing everything? Forever. Next time, on Conference Call.
Conference Call is an original production of Paradiso Media. It was produced by me, Molly O'Keefe, Jeff Ward, and Gregory Stees. Starring Elizabeth Henstridge as Julie Burke, Jeff Ward as Joel Toad, Gregory Stees as Jed Toad, with Emma Roberts as Charlotte Dunn. Featuring Aaron Schroeder as Mateus, Grant O'Brien as Robbie Sanders, and Nick Kocher as Randy Sanders. This show was adapted from the Deezer original podcast Conf Call, created in French by Lorenzo Benedetti and Louis Debussy. Conference Call was written and directed by Jeff Ward and Gregory Stees. Our production lead is Yael Evan Orr. Executive producers are Emmy Norris, Lorenzo Benedetti, Louis Debussy, and Benoit Duneg. And associate producer, Brendan Galbraith. Editing and sound design by Gregory Stees. Original music by Sam Nelson, with additional music provided by DeWolf Music and Blue Dot Sessions. Mix and mastering by Anis Kut. Our cover art was designed by Stefania Sotile, and legal services provided by Lisa Nitti. Conference Call was an official selection of Tribeca Film Festival's audio storytelling program.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.